A story first about a cancer patient's treatment that's been stalled because of the partial government shutdown. Sharon Beatty was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma, or stage 4 melanoma, in June. She's being treated in Everett. The prognosis isn't good. She hasn't responded well to chemotherapy. The family was pinning its hopes on a vaccine trial at the National Institutes of Health. They began the paperwork in late September. Her oncologist contacted the federal agency, but they haven't heard anything. The partial government shutdown means the NIH isn't recruiting new patients right now. Kat Korb is Sharon Beatty's daughter. Kat, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit frustrating for the family, especially. You know, she wasn't given a very good prognosis, and that seems to be one of the few things that we can hang our hats on as far as a little bit of hope. So, very frustrating.
What is the vaccine trial supposed to provide for your mother that she hasn't gotten in her previous treatments?
Well, as we understand it, I mean, melanoma in general, especially at stage 4, is a very difficult disease to treat in research because very few of the patients survive. The survival rate is pretty low. The initial chemo treatment that she was provided was approved by the FDA in 1970, if I'm not mistaken. So the development for treatment of melanoma is slow. I would say right now, though, it does seem that it's picking up. The Seattle Cancer Care Alliance has a number of studies right now going on that are specifically around immunotherapy. For my mom specifically, that was not an option for her. She came into the office with symptoms. Typically, immunotherapy is something that's offered to patients who are asymptomatic. We found out that my mom had cancer because she had pathological fractures in both her pelvis and her scapula. So it had already moved to her bones.
You folks reached out to the NIH about, 3 weeks ago now, 9/24.
Yep.
What were you hearing back then?
It seemed actually pretty encouraging. My younger sister is a scientist and works in the D.C. area, so we felt pretty fortunate to have both the SCCA as well as NIH as a resource for us. And she happened to know someone, a colleague from school, that happened to work on the melanoma floor for NIH, and so had talked to her and gotten some information about some of the trials that are going on there. So we felt like we kind of had an inside, you know, at least extension for us as a family to be able to get her into a study. The study specifically is vaccination. So what they do is they remove one of the tumors. She has six. And they try to create a vaccination that's specifically for my mom. If that works outside of her body, then what they do is they bring her in for about 4 weeks of inpatient treatment to provide her a possible, you know, form of remission for this particular cancer.
You folks are down to the wire for your mom.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you heard from the NIH since the shutdown?
Nothing.
You call them? You write them?
Yep, not a peep.
Not a peep, not even a response that says we are shut down because of the budget battle.
No, as far as we know, our oncologist hasn't received a call back. And the information that we've received from, you know, the person that we know there is that they are not recruiting and they are not looking at new patients.
Well, you have received a little bit of information.
A little bit. I mean, just from the person, yeah. Yeah.
It's not just frustrating. This is frightening.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Yeah. It's very frustrating.
What does your mom say?
I think it's a little hard for her. You know, I mean, I think this in particular is something where you kind of feel kicked while down. You know, each of the chemo treatments that she's received has not been successful. Her first chemo treatment, like I said, the chemotherapy provided dacarbazine was approved a long time ago. And after her scan, she had seen a growth of 10 to 20% in all of her tumors.
You know, the NIH is keeping its doors open for existing patients, but your mom is one of maybe 200 folks mm-hmm. hoping to get into these trials. What are you telling your government officials?
Well, it's, you know, it's tricky. I mean, I think it's, you know, we've told her and all of her friends to reach out to their congressmen. And, you know, it's, I think, can be very frustrating when you listen to the news and you hear people trying to rationalize that it's, you know, it's not a big deal because it's just, you know, parks that are closed. I mean, I think it's just silly. I don't think people necessarily understand the gravity of or the impact outside of Washington that this can have on people.
It's more than parks.
Yeah, definitely.
Kat Korab's mother, Sharon Beatty, has stage 4 melanoma. Sharon Beatty may be one of an estimated 200 cancer patients being turned away from the NIH Clinical Research Center each week because of the budget battle, though the center is keeping its doors open for existing patients. NIH staff have been furloughed, three-quarters of the staff. The research center sees more than 10,000 new patients a year, often people who haven't responded to standard treatments. Because of the budget battle, people who base their last hopes on NIH treatment won't get admitted.